97 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, yo!
Yo!
We are running way too far behind, so let's get to it. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Which, by the way, third break of the hour and of the show, we're already behind. That's amazing. That is just, that's quality right there.
Sport. Fail right off the bat. You know?
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud's Distributed Sings.
Yeah, they got one. They got multiple of them.
Bud's Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light and other amazing Bud products. So if you're thirsty because you're running behind, don't worry. You'll still be running behind, but you won't be thirsty. You got that? Yeah.
Listen to you scrambling,
why
man.
Why don't you
tripping over
shut.
Words?
This come from the guy who forgot we had sports coming. I was like, oh, hey, I got to get my sports ready. You bitch.
I'm not stuttering.
You dirty bitch.
Major League Baseball. Shut up. I got to get to sports. Major League Baseball last night. Braves beat the Astros, dude. Wow. That's it. That's right. Atlanta wins that 4-2. The 2021 World Series. The Atlanta Braves have won their first World Series championship since 1995. Hammering the Houston Astros. 7-0 in game 6. Wow, not even close, man. Jorge Soler, is that his name? Hit his third home run of the series. The go-ahead three-run drive in the third off Luis Garcia and Freddie Freeman and Dansby Swanson.
Slippy Slippy.
They all connected, man. They all connected. Max Fried allowed 4 hits over 6 innings for the win. Steadied by 66-year-old manager Brian Snicker.
That sounds to me like he threw it. They threw the game on purpose.
So people wouldn't get all up in arms, like, all right, what's going on?
He made a big bet and said, Yeah, I'm gonna score big on this one. I wouldn't put it past the Astros, man. Those cheating bitches.
Yeah. Shaved points, right?
Yep.
Here's the thing, if the Astros won, like besides the people in the organization and directly around it, I don't think anybody's going to be happy. And I think they know that.
Yeah.
You're right, dude. They might have made some bets, right? We're going to get right to the end, guys. We're going to shave points. We're going to win some money. We're going to rebuild. We're going to rebuild the practice facility. You guys want that, right?
Hey, come on. Let's do it, guys. I got a good line on this. My bookie is good for it, all right? Let's do it.
You know what, dude? Hey, if you're going to cheat, just lean into it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Lean into it until you get kicked out of the league. And I'm not saying that they were cheating this year, blah, blah, blah. Maybe they're just actually a very, very, very good team.
You're a bunch
but,
of cheating.
Astros losing. Yep. So, there you go. NHL, moving on, man. The Canadiens beat the Red Wings last night 3-1. Is there more hockey tonight? I can tell you here in a second. No, there's not. But there's NBA. NBA, last night, Bucks beating the Pistons 117-89. Tonight, the Bulls going to be in Philadelphia playing the 76ers at 7. Knicks going to be in Indiana playing the Pacers at 7. There you go. Eastern Michigan, blah, blah, blah. Some college football, blah, blah. Who cares about that? Moving on. Las Vegas Raiders released wide receiver Henry Ruggs III, who was involved in a fatal car crash Tuesday morning and is facing charges of felony DUI, resulting in death. No, dude.
Yeah, I saw the headline for that on my prep site, and that's heartbreaking. That's just for everyone involved.
Yeah, according to police, the second-year pro crashed his Corvette into an SUV, which then burst into flames. The other driver was killed. Ruggs was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Cops say he appeared to be impaired. If convicted, Ruggs could be facing a prison sentence. Dude, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So drink responsible. Right there, Henry Ruggs, the guy who has... He's the one percenter who makes it to the NFL.
Yep.
Has made plenty of great decisions in his life to get himself to that point, to make that amount of money, to live his dream. One night, one night makes a bad decision, and look, he's facing prison.
And this is a guy who could afford to have a limo come pick him up. So
exactly,
yeah.
It just don't make those mistakes. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen out there listening, it really is. It could one night, one decision changes your entire life. And everybody from Bud Distributing would say the same thing. Drink responsible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not good news for Ruggs, man.
No, terrible.
It's kind of bad ending on a down note like that, but I know we were kind of running late, and I got to save some for next hour because
we'll just end with
Wednesday. Ain't much going on besides the Astros.
They shaved points off and lost on purpose. That's what we'll say. That's what we'll end on right there. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, bud.
We'll be back. Stick around.
Rocks.
Well, good morning.
It's showtime.
727 Brock Hunter. God, I didn't realize we were so far behind.
How? Come on, man. You're always setting me. Why are you always pinching sports?
I mean, really, do you need an answer to that? Or
Shut up. No.
Why don't you shut up? All right, fine.
I'll pinch your rock news. You know, you get that rock news out of here. We need to talk sports.
Give you plenty of time. Here you go, buddy boy. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports, as always, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, so when Hunter's crunch for time, at least we have time for a drink.
Dude, you got to give me time when there was a big game last night, at least. Major League Baseball, man. Braves beat the Astros 7-0. Atlanta wins 4-2. Wow. 2021 World Series, man, comes to an end. Here you go, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Beating the cheaters. I love it. Yeah, the Atlanta Braves have won their first World Series championship since 1995.
Damn.
It's pretty cool, man. There's a lot of story behind it, but we'll just go ahead and say, do you think the Astros shaved points? Because if they did win, do you think anybody would believe that they really won?
No. They might as well.
Something happened.
They might as well just be, oh, we lost, but hey, look, we actually played really well, and we couldn't have cheated because if we would have cheated, we would have won. So it's got to be that we're just playing by the rules. And yeah.
Does that suck to be in that spot? Like, hey, yeah, you got caught cheating, but also you're really good too.
Yeah.
So when you're done cheating and you can't cheat anymore and you play good, nobody believes it.
That's what you get. That's what you get for being a big, fat phony.
Hey, you know, you're not wrong, dude.
Yep.
That's what happens. See, that's why you don't cheat.
Yeah.
So there you go. Hey, you know what? Congratulations. Atlanta Braves.
Nice.
2021 World Series champions. So like you're a Braves fan. There you go. So big news in baseball there. NHL, moving on. Canadians beat the Red Wings 3-1 last night. NBA. I'm sorry, there is a game tonight in NHL. Hurricanes going to be in Chicago playing the Blackhawks at 8:30 if you're a hockey fan there. NBA last night, Bucks beating the Pistons 117-89. There are some games tonight. Bulls going to be in Philadelphia playing the 76ers at 7.
Tim.
Knicks going to be in Indiana playing the Pacers at what time do you think, bro?
7.
There you go.
Yes, I nailed it.
Moving on. There you go. Corey, I'm going to do a different story that I did last hour. Then I'll get to the maybe I'll get to the rug story, but Corey Bellamore of Canada set a new beer mile world record, crossing the finish line. You're probably wondering, what the hell are you talking about? I'll get to it. Crossing the finish line with a time of 4 minutes and 28 seconds, Corey pounded a beer mile beer from Canada's Flying Monkey Craft Brewery. Every quarter mile on his – I don't know, it was like kind of a long-winded – but anyway, pounded one every quarter mile on his way to running the 4 laps, setting a new record. Without puking, of course. Any runner who does it had to run another lap. Dude, a 4:28 just regular mile is pretty good.
Dude, that's amazing. That's better than pretty good. That's insane. So he chugged a beer, ran a lap, chugged a beer, ran a lap, chugged a beer, ran a beer, ran a lap, chugged a lap, ran a beer. And that's insane. That's insane.
4:28. Dude, a lap, like if you're pacing like 55 seconds, you're hauling, dude.
Yeah.
And this guy had to chug it. And so could he grab the beer and chug it as he was still running?
Which, good luck trying to keep a good pace doing that. I think you'd be better off slamming the beer. Here's what I'm guessing. Here's in my honest take.
What?
He probably ran a 4 minute mile. The 28 seconds was the beer drinking part.
Drink.
But that's still, that's dude, effing impressive right there. 4 minute
mile?
Yeah.
It's a full sprint.
And do that with beer, all right, in your gut. Now, maybe after the first beer.
Swish it around.
Yeah, after that first beer, I could probably do all right. I could finish a mile. But after that fourth beer, that's a lot of liquid, heavy liquid, just shifting around your gut.
Dude, this guy can beat full-blown track and field athletes.
Yeah.
And drink beer between every lap. That's amazing. So, hey, Corey Bellamore. Canada. Jeez, dude.
Impressive. Those Canadians do love their beer. They really do. They really do. Mm-hmm.
What time is it? 7:32? All right, yeah. We got to go, man. I'm sorry. I do have that Henry Ruggs story. Not a good story. Not a good story to end on, so I'll just leave it be. So, Corey Bellamore of Canada, congratulations. The Braves, congratulations. Big day in sports.
Nicely done.
There you go.
Nicely done. All right, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.